In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hello, listeners. Be advised, this show is an immersive audio experience. Please use caution if you're operating a motor vehicle, as it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides and behind you.
The Left-Right Game is brought to you in this dimension by Sonos. Experience brilliant otherworldly sound with Sonos.
Right, is this the media office for the student newspaper? I'm here to see the editor, Jasmine Peely.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, Jasmine. Hey,
Max's friend, right? Yeah, he said you'd be along. You wanted to check out the archives.
That's all right.
Sure. Let's see what we can find. Some of them, the really old ones, are in the National Archive. We're actually the oldest running student newspaper in the world, so... We can't keep every past issue in our back room, unfortunately, but we have at least one copy of every paper for the last 20 or so years back here. You're just going back 5, right?
Yeah, there was a protest when I was here. Some students were unfairly detained or something. But my friend wrote an article about it and it ended up on the front page.
Oh, our front page stories always go online. Did you check the web archive?
I did. No luck. But I thought, you know, print's a little bit more... immutable, so maybe...
Are you okay to take this?
Sure.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
It's fine, I should have braced myself.
Okay, well, it should be in there somewhere. What did you say again, the 28th?
Yeah. So you never met her?
Oh, I think she would have been before my time. I mean, we're going back a few years here.
Well, not that many years.
Okay, well, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry, that's so annoying. You're sure it was the 28th?
Wait, where is it?
I don't know. I'm sorry, someone must have made
a
mistake.
No, I don't get it. Why would you have a paper without a front page feature?
Well, it would have had a feature when it went out, it's just...
Just what? I mean, these are archives. You're meant to have records of every publication.
Well, I don't know, maybe someone... archived an early draft or a misprint.
What the fuck is the point then?
Hey!
There's nothing fucking here. Where is it? Where the fuck did everything go? This is fucking ridiculous.
Okay, you need to calm
ridiculous.
Down. Calm down right now.
I'm sorry. Fuck, I'm really sorry. It's been a... That was uncalled for.
Yes, it was.
I am sorry. Do you need help with tidying?
It's fine. Here.
Thank you. I can...
It's fine. But if you wouldn't mind.
Of course. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
Hi. How can I help?
Hi. This is the Alumni Records Office, right?
Yep, that's right.
Amazing. And I'm right in thinking you have the physical records of every alumnus who registered to...
You're talking about the golden copy. Yeah, we do. Can I help you?
I hope you can. To be honest, this is kind of a last-ditch attempt. I'm looking to get in touch with someone, and
a friend from uni?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, we get that a lot. I'm afraid that's not what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
You should go online and you can read a privacy policy. But in the meantime, you can leave your name and we can try to get in touch with them, if you have a valid reason.
Right. I've already tried to get in touch with them, believe me. I just need to know if she still has a record here.
If she attended the university, she'll be in the system. But we can't hand out identifiable information to a third party. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's all right.
Great. Is that everything?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm done. Ah, fuck it. Okay.
From American Stories, I'm Alice Sharman. Thank you for joining us.
Well, that's because they're all nerds.
Even you?
Oh, especially me.
No,
look, let's start over. Apollo.
Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Charmin. Well, that's quite a name.
Mm-hmm. Like Apollo Creed?
Yeah.
You know, Prince of the Punch, King of the Sting. You never seen Rocky?
Afraid not. No.
Oh, then we're going to have some problems. Nah, I'm kidding.
We're making s'mores. Do you want some?
Yeah, that sounds great.
We're really happy to have you with us, by the way.
Thanks, I appreciate it. It's certainly been interesting.
I was making my way down the road, and I was angry at how you'd been. And when I saw the hitchhiker, I thought, yeah, I should, you know, do what I said and just drive by. And a minute later, I look in the rearview mirror, and he's sitting in the back of my car. He's just talking about the weather. I mean, I swear I didn't pick him up, but then I think about it, all these memories that come back. Like, I start to remember pulling over and letting him in. It's like I did it, but I didn't. I don't think I did. I don't know.
Did you talk to him?
No.
Not a word. Not a noise.
No, I promise. I didn't say a word.
Feels awful, don't it?
What?
Shocks you. I did the same as you some years back. The first time I saw him, I just drove right by. I'm not gonna let some stranger...
Rob?
Yeah?
Sorry, I'm just... keeping busy, fixing some gaps in my notes. When did you first come across the Lefrank game?
Would have been around June.
So that was 8 months ago.
That's right. Why'd you ask?
No reason. Just checking. Thanks.
All right. Ferryman to all cars. There's a clearing up ahead. We'll stop here for the night. But watch out for the edge. Long way down.
Thank you. What do you mean, the edge? We've not been going uphill. Rob, are you okay? All right.
Guys, please. Please, stop it.
Get the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up!
Lilith, let her go. Lilith.
Take it back. Take it back!
Hey, come on, guys. Let's just talk about this.
Lilith, stop. It's not worth it. Jen. Jen!
Oh, God, Crystal. You all right?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Get off me! Get the fuck off me!
Damn it, this is not the time! Now, you see what you've done, Lilith? Bristol was just trying to help. You see what happens?
Yeah, nice work, you fucking crazy.
Blue Jay!
Take it back.
Deal with your people, Rob.
You okay, Bristol? You're bleeding.
I'm fine. Thank you. What happened, Bonnie? What did she say?
I didn't hear it all.
What did she say, Bonnie?
I heard something about... She said Lilith was... that we were complicit.
Oh, God fucking damn it, Denise. Bristol, can you talk to,
Yeah, don't worry. I'll handle it.
Okay. I'll get you a compress. Hey, Clyde, could you help me get the stove out? I think we all need to eat a little something.
It's a strange view. Where do you think the cornfields end?
Maybe they don't. I mean, there's no farmhouses or anything. Maybe they just... Oh my God, you're bleeding. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean...
No, it's fine. You should see the other girl.
Yeah, I bet she looks like shit right now.
I got you a blanket.
Thank you. Do you want some? Chilly.
Oh, in the UK, this is basically summer.
Blue Jay thinks I'm complicit. And what happened to Eve?
Yeah, I heard.
She used to think we were morons. Now she thinks we're all in on it. It doesn't make sense.
She's not equipped for this, Lilith. I mean, if I spent my life arguing against the concept of a flat earth and someone brought me to the edge of the world and made me look over the side, I'd go absolutely... Maybe she needs it to be a hoax. Otherwise, her entire...
Are you seriously defending her?
No. Just... Sorry. She shouldn't have said what she said. She's just... I guess the word is troubled.
She's right, though. I killed Sarah. I killed Apollo, too.
You don't really mean that, do you?
No, it's true. It's true. Sarah wasn't cut out for this. And she knew it. She wanted us to turn back this morning, but I didn't want to.
That wasn't just your decision, Lilith.
Yes, it was. She followed my lead. Always. At school, on break, starting our channel... Through everything. And I knew why she was doing it. I knew, but I let it continue because it was convenient. Because it was easy. Because deep down, I liked having someone around who jumped through fucking hoops for me. God, it's so fucked.
I know.
No, it's not okay. It shouldn't be. She was weak. She was anxious and shy, but that should be okay, right? You're allowed to be weak, that's... But I made her come here. I dragged someone who couldn't swim into the fucking deep end and just watched her... Oh, God. The last thing I did was lie to her, and she fucking knew it.
What do you mean?
I'm not... I didn't... I loved her as a friend, and it was always this fucking one-way street, and I don't think she minded, but... And she was vanishing right in fucking front of me, and she said what she said. I mean, how else was I supposed to respond to that? I had to say it back, right?
I don't know what I would have done in that situation.
I could see it in her eyes that she didn't believe me. I wonder how many people have died while being told, like, comforting lies. How many of them knew?
I think you did the best that you could, Jen. Honestly, I think you did better than most.
You don't need to tell me that. It's just... Are you tired? Do you need to go to bed soon?
No, I don't need to.
There are some beers in Apollo's bag. Is that, like, I don't know, looting, or is it okay?
I think he'd want us to have them. As long as he got a toast. Where'd you get the bottle opener?
Pocket knife. It's the only function I've used so far.
How long have you had it?
3 years.
Okay. Pass me the blanket.
I thought you were British.
Yeah, well, my mom's Caribbean.
It's weird that you say mom.
We spend the next hour and a half slowly drinking and talking. Lilith can't muster the right words for a toast, so we just say thank you to Apollo, raising our cans to the open air. We talk about his tireless humor, his attempts to keep us all up during our first night on the road, how kindly he spoke to everyone, even at the edge of death. We talk about Eve as well, about the pair's misadventures, awkward college parties, and the future of Paranormicon. Lilith tells me there's always a place for me once radio dies out. After everything that's happened on the road, the night can't help but feel bittersweet. But for once, on a solitary cliffside in the middle of nowhere, it's more sweet than bitter.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, rise and shine, guys. We're on the road in 30. Well, you know the drill. Shouldn't be much to see today. So let's just take it as it comes.
So, how you doing?
Fine. Making notes. How long have we been on the road?
5 hours, 27 minutes. Not much to see today. Why, you bored?
A little. It actually feels great.
I'm right there with you.
So, how far away are we?
From where? Rest stop?
No, from... You haven't reached the end of this road, right? I mean, you're still charting it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how long until we get to, you know, uncharted territory?
To be honest, not too long.
What's going to happen when we reach that point?
We're going to keep driving.
Until we get to the end?
That's the plan. You know, I won't judge you if you want to turn around. I'm sure you could talk someone into it.
Could I talk you into it?
Afraid not. See, this trip ain't like the others. Road's kicking back like it ain't before, and I think it knows I'm coming all the way this time.
What is this place, Rob? I mean, what do you think it is?
I think it's a stray thread. It's running off the spool. I mean, there's gotta be...
Rob, you just took a wrong turn.
No, that can't be right. Can't be.
Wait, it isn't. Rob, no, it isn't. We took a right last time. This is a left. This is a left. It's fine.
God damn it, Bonnie. You're right. I knew I'd been down this road before. You okay?
No. No, I think my heart just stopped.
Ferryman to all cars. Hey, thanks, Bonnie, for giving us the fright of our lives. We are on the right... We're on the correct road.
No, that can't be. That's wrong. We should have taken a right at that junction.
No, Bonnie, that was our mistake, Rob. Let's just keep going.
Crystal.
Lilith, it's okay. It was our mistake.
No,
sorry.
Ty, no!
What the fuck is going on with them?
I don't know. They're in our blind spot. Give me a second.
It ain't that important. My heart's still racing. I swear to God, that was...
There's a sign next to the right turn.
What?
An old sign, the way Bonnie said we should be going. I can't read it from here, but you must have looked at it at some point, right? What does it say?
It doesn't say nothing. Letters are all peeled off. Some town, something, somewhere, 5 miles.
Could it have said Wintry Bay?
What now?
Wintry Bay, does it look like it might have said...
I heard you. What are you talking about?
Is it safe to pull over?
What? Why?
Is it safe, Rob?
Should be.
Then pull over. Bristol to all cars. We're stopping ahead.
Bristol.
You didn't tell him.
What's going on, Bristol?
Clyde?
Bonnie talked to the hitchhiker.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. What? You knew about this, Bristol?
I told them to tell you yesterday. I saw them. I thought they did.
Bonnie said you'd turn us around.
Well, she's damn right. I mean, you've seen what happens when the rules get broken. You should have told me as soon as you saw me and headed straight back home.
Well, that was before Ace. That was before everything. I didn't know this place was...
It doesn't matter. I was more than... The rules are the rules, Clyde. Is anything even wrong with Bonnie? Said she gets confused.
Oh, Clyde.
Oh, it's a good lie if you didn't want anyone asking questions. God damn.
What does this mean? What happens when you talk to...
I don't know.
Well, what do the rules say?
The rules say not to.
Rob, we're sorry, okay? We're really sorry. You should have been told. We just wanted to be here. This is the first real thing we've seen. Sorry, we'll head home if you want.
No.
Bonnie, it's okay.
No, it's not. Rob, this is my fault. The hitchhiker man, he was talking about a village that we just passed. I was looking forward to seeing it, that's all. I'm okay, really.
You've been talking about it a lot, Bonnie.
It just sounded like a lovely place. I was sad that we passed it by. I'm sorry for worrying everybody. Please don't make us turn around, Rob.
We'll be making camp soon. You come to the next stop with us, you rest up, then tomorrow you both go home. You should count yourselves lucky you get the chance to turn around.
No, please, Rob, we're
done here. Lilith, you're with us.
Oh, thank God.
Bristol, she's fine, really.
Is she fine? Or is she getting worse? Are you okay?
It was fucking weird, Bristol. Soon as she saw the sign, she was, like, reading it, and I swear, she was basically, like, crying. She didn't understand how we could have gone the wrong way. But then, as soon as you pulled us over, she just stopped. Like, I mean, stopped.
That must have been disturbing.
But yeah, you have no idea. So, Rob, when are these fucking cornfields gonna end?
Soon. Look, we're gonna rest up for the night in a few turns. Then tomorrow won't be long till we're on track through the woods.
The fucking woods? No, are you kidding me? Are we talking like sleepy, hollow, bleeding trees or what?
Wish I could tell you.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, it ain't been that far yet. It's new territory.
Oh. Fuck. Maybe the cornfields also. Oh, what the hell was that?
Bristol, what's happening back there?
Oh my God.
It's Bonnie.
God damn it, what now?
What the fuck is she doing?
All right, Bristol, hand me the gun.
You can't be serious.
We don't know what we're gonna find over there. Bristol, now. All right, both of you, stay in the car.
This is insane. Bristol, he told us to...
Cut the engine.
Bonnie, stop it.
No. Give me the wheel.
Stop it.
I don't drive there.
Stop it.
I have to go back.
Bonnie.
Stop it, Bonnie.
Bonnie, stop.
No. Clyde, you've got to let me go. Please, please, let me go. They are waiting for me. They are waiting for me. Please.
Bonnie, calm down. No. Okay, let's talk this through.
He told me it was on our way. He said we would pass through.
He lied, Bonnie.
No. We are going the wrong way. We need to go back. You get off me!
Rob.
Oh, God, are you all right?
Bristol, green med kit, get me the zip ties.
What are you going to do?
Just bring them back here, Bristol. Clyde, open the back seat up.
Green med kit, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, what are you guys going to do?
To go back,
please. Bonnie, it's all right. Just let it
please.
Bristol, are you with me? Because I can't ask Clyde to do this.
Help her in. I'll take the left arm.
Please, be careful, please.
Get off me! Get off me! Stop it! No, please, let me go! We need to go back. You get off me!
It's all right, Linda. Just don't fight, Linda.
Please. Help us, please. Help us, please.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck's going on?
Hey, what the fuck are you fucking doing? You're not gonna leave her like that, are you?
Get back in your car, Blue Jay. How are you doing?
Fine. We put on new zip ties, made it more comfortable. Blue Jay thinks we're fucking monsters, but that's nothing new.
Hmm. What do you think?
We all saw what she was like. She was fucking inconsolable. But since we stopped, she's smiling again. Talking too, so maybe she'll come around. What about you? Has anyone asked how you're doing?
Oh, no. I'm fine. I'm just tired.
Well, then you should turn in. Seriously, I'm just taking her soup, and I'm gonna do the same.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, you should get some rest. I'll carry that over.
You sure? I don't mind.
No, honestly, I should do my bit.
Okay. Night, Alice.
How are you doing, Alice?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm okay. I'm so sorry for giving you all such a fright earlier. I feel terrible.
No, it's fine, honestly. I'm sorry about all of this.
It's okay. I wasn't myself.
I brought you some soup. I know you might not be hungry, but...
No, I'd love some, thank you. Everyone's being so lovely.
Well, we just want to make sure you're all right.
Oh, no, you don't have to. I'm happy to feed myself. I just need one hand free.
No, I don't mind. I think it's...
What are you doing with her?
Nothing. Just a spill.
It's okay, Blue Jay. That's my mistake.
Did she get any on you?
No, it's okay. It was my fault. It's fine. I'm sorry for causing trouble.
Look what you're doing to her. You're a fucking coward. I'll get you some more soup, Bonnie.
Do you know what's wonderful, Alice? He told me there's a house waiting for me. My home by the sea.
I'm sorry, Bonnie. I don't think there is.
It's going to be such a beautiful place. Such a beautiful place.
Please, Bonnie. Please just say something. Tell me that you understand it's not real. Please.
It's been so lovely knowing you, Alice.
Bonnie got herself free. She's headed for the turn.
What? What? How did she get free? Is she with Clyde?
It looks like she hit him hard, dragged him out of the car. Look, I couldn't wait for him. He's catching up in Blue Jay's car.
Blue Jay's helping him?
She probably wants to keep an eye on us. Rob, do you think we'll catch up?
Well, I'm working on it.
Bristol to Bonnie. Bonnie, are you there? Linda, please don't do this.
Oh my God, there she is. She stopped. It's okay, she stopped.
Oh no. No.
You all right, Bonnie?
I forgive you, Rob. I know you don't understand. Not yet. Oh, I can't tell it as well as he did.
Linda, step back over. You're only a little over the line, okay? Maybe it's okay.
Oh, no, Alice. It's okay, sweetie. This is the best way. This is the way we're meant to go.
Linda! Linda, Linda, please. No, no, come on back now, okay?
You can all come with me. There's a place for all of us. He told me there is a place for everyone.
Please, Linda. Please, you have to come back.
Oh, my God. What is that? What's coming off her?
Linda, please, look, come back. It's destroying you.
Don't worry. Please don't worry. You can't die in Wintery Bay. No one ever does.
He never said that, Bonnie. He never said anything like that.
I love you very much, Martin. You're always welcome.
No. No, please, please, no. No!
Let her go. Let her go, Clyde.
It isn't real, any of it, you fucking fools.
Look, we need to get back. We need to...
Oh, God!
So we got back to the rest stop an hour ago. There's five of us now. Two cars between us. Everyone's gone back to sleep pretty quickly. I think they're just exhausted by everything. I should be with them, but I'm out here talking to you. Or, I don't know, maybe I'm not. I mean, I'm not even sure if any of you will even hear this, so... We are heading into uncharted territory, and, I don't know what's going to happen. This was supposed to be a weekend. I told people I'd be done by now. People are waiting for me to... But I'm starting to think that... Where are you going? Clyde?
You know where I'm going, Bristol. Don't call Rob, please. Don't call anyone. I made a mistake. Come back to the rest stop. I shouldn't have done that. So please, just let me go.
Clyde, just wait until tomorrow, okay? He'll understand. He'll turn us around. He'll take you home.
It won't be home anymore. Linda had a husband once. He was a good man. Died young. She could never bring herself to go looking again, and I never found who I was looking for. We've been by each other's side for 60 years. 60 years. I gotta be honest, after all this, after all we've been through, everything you and I have seen, I never felt like I was in a new world until now.
I don't think I can let you do this, Clyde.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not up to you. You know, I yelled at her to come back when she ran off to rob that ice cream parlor. I kept calling out. I spent so much energy trying to get her to come back to me. And after a while, I realized she wasn't coming back. I'd have to follow her. I should have realized it earlier. That's all I can do, follow where she goes. Anyway, thank you. Goodbye, Bristol.
Clyde. Do you want company?
Sure.
It takes roughly 2 hours for us to walk back to the junction. In the time we have, I'm treated to the story of Bonnie and Clyde. The warmest fragments of their life together. The moments that built them, the waves that rock them, and the places they once called home. I don't think I'll ever agree with what Clyde is doing, but the more he talks, the more I understand. His stories span more than half a century, supported by a transient cast of acquaintances and friends, but at the core of each tale is a pair of siblings who meant the world to one another. The pair existed as two relative souls, quantifiable only in relation to each other. In the absence of one, the remnant is indefinable. It's a long story. And it ends just as we reach the junction. I really hope she's out there.
I hope so, too. Thank you for coming with me. I know it's late.
No. It's never a bad time to see a friend off.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a long walk back to the convoy. My mind is numb to fear as I make my way through the dark, the corn rustling in the wind beside me. It's been 4 days since I arrived at Rob Guthard's house, sat down at his table, and listened to him speak about the new world he'd discovered. In that time, I've seen things I can't hope to comprehend, sights that exist beyond the spectrum of our reality, things I wouldn't have deemed possible. For all I know, there is a wintry bay, and Bonnie has already arrived at her house by the sea, standing at the door, waiting with quiet confidence for her brother's arrival. I may never know, but I do hope they find each other, wherever they are.
The Left Right Game stars Tessa Thompson as Alice, Amel Amin as Tom, W. Earl Brown as Rob, Dio Kinney as Apollo, Colleen Camp as Blue Jay, Inanna Sarkis as Lilith, Jojo T. Gibbs as Eve, Brian Greenberg as Ace, Robin Bartlett as Bonnie, and John Billingsley as Clyde, with additional performances by Amy Letcher and Connor McCraith. Created and written by Jack Anderson. Directed by Emma Tammy. Produced by Q-Code, Automatic, and Tessa Thompson. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Recorded by Alvin Wee and Jorel Corpus. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design and mixed by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Will Files. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Talent coordinator, Shay Donovan. Special thanks to Joaquin Artrich. The Left-Right Game is a Q-Code production.
Experience brilliant, room-filling sound with Sonos. Expand your audioverse at sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Sonos speakers are designed from the inside out for incredibly detailed sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.